Let us pray in silence to prepare hearts for the family altar. Amen. In Jesus' name, let us commence with our family altar. Let us sing hymn number 16. Sing hymn number 16.
Let angels first grateful bring forth the royal garden and call him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal garden and call him Lord. He to the seat of his lowest, he ransomed from the fall. Hail he who saves you by his grace, and call him Lord of all. Hail he who saves you by his grace, and call him Lord of all. Let every king of heaven come on this pedestal bow. To him our majesty and call him Lord of all. To him all mankind's creatures bow, and call him Lord of all. Oh, that with yonder sacred throne we at his feet may fall, will join the everlasting song. You'll join the everlasting song and call him Lord of all.
We thank the grace of the Lord. Now for tonight's family altar, let us read Psalms 29. Let us turn to Psalms 29. This is a psalm of David. Psalms 29, altogether 11 verses. In Jesus' name I read. Psalms 29, verse 1. Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. Worship the Lord in holy array. 3. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord upon many waters. 4. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. 5. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. 6. He makes Lebanon to skip like a calf, and Siron like a young wild ox. 7. The voice of the Lord flashes forth flames of fire. 8. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. 9. The voice of the Lord makes the hind to calf and stripped the forest bare, and in his temple all cry glory. 10. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as king forever. 11. May the Lord give strength to his people. May the Lord bless his people with peace. All right. So this is Psalms of the David. So nothing is given, only telling us that David was the author. In this Psalms 29, basing on the verses 1 and 2, we give a topic here. Ascribe to the Lord the glory. Alright, so the topic that we give for Psalms 29, ascribe to the Lord the glory. So in these 11 verses, we can just divide it into three parts. So the first part, it is verses 1 and 2. It is a call, a summon to give glory to God. Then the second part, it is from verses 3 down to 11. Verses 3 down to 11 here tells us about the manifestation of the power of the Lord God. Then in the third part, verses 10 and 11. So this is a prayer, all right? A prayer for blessings of the Lord. All right, so we divide it into three parts. So in the first part here, verses 1 and 2. So here says, ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly bodies. Or some version tell us, the mighty ones, or even the sons of the might. So here says, ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings. They are the mighty ones, or the sons of the might. So this refer to who? Okay, let us refer to the Psalms 89. Psalms 89, it is quite a similar usage in the Revised Standard. Psalms 89, verse 6. Psalms 89, verse 6. For who in the skies can be compared to the Lord? Who among the heavenly beings is like the Lord? Alright, so in the simple sense here, in the RSV, it says the heavenly beings. So we know these heavenly beings should refer to the angels. So who in the skies can be compared to the Lord? Who among the heavenly beings is like the Lord? Alright, so the heavenly beings here refers to the angel. And in the Psalms 103. Let's turn to Psalms 103, verse 20. Psalms 103, verse 20. Bless the Lord, O you, his angels, you mighty ones who do his word, hearkening to the voice of his word. All right, so here says, about the angels. Bless the Lord, O you, his angels, you, the mighty ones. Alright, so when we turn back to Psalms 29, verse 1. Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings, or the mighty ones, or the sons of might. So here refers to the angels. So the angels in the heaven, they must praise the Lord. They must give glory to the Lord. They must worship the Lord. They must ascribe to the Lord, as the second line says, ascribe to the Lord glory and the strength. So again, in the verse 2, ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. And here, the call to worship. Alright, worship the Lord in holy array. So in the first part, here this is a call to give glory to the Lord God. And of course here it asks the heavenly beings, the angels, to glorify God. Then in the second part, from the verses 3 down to the verse 9. So verses 3 to 9, if we take note, alright, just now when we read, they are the seven repetition of the word, the voice of the Lord. So in the verse 3, the voice of the Lord. Verse 4, twice, the voice of the Lord, the voice of the Lord. Then in the verse 5, the voice of the Lord. Then verse 7, the same. Verse 8, the same. And verse 9, the voice of the Lord. So all together, there are seven times here it repeats the voice of the Lord. So this voice of the Lord, it is used to describe what? Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 30. Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 30, verse 30. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 30. Here says, "And the Lord will cause his majestic voice to be heard, and descending blow of his arm to be seen in furious anger and a flame of devouring fire with the cloudburst and the thunderstorm and the hailstones." So here tells us about the manifestation of the Lord God. We know that God is a spirit. But in order to allow us to understand the mighty power of the Lord, the greatness of the Lord, the majesty of the Lord, the glory and the strength of the Lord, so now here says, likened to the voice of the Lord, the arms, the powerful arm of the Lord. So how is it manifested? Here says about the devouring fire, the cloudburst. Here especially says the thunderstorm or the thunder and the hailstorm. All right. So through what we are able to know, we see what is happening to the nature. All right. So to the nature, we know about this greatness of the Lord. So that's why, like in the second part, the voice of the Lord. So as Isaiah says, the voice of the Lord now to what? To the thunderstorm. So in the verses 3 to 9, so now here describe about the storm or the thunderstorm in which everyone we know. And when we experience this, of course, we will wonder, we will be amazed of the greatness of the Lord. So like in the verse 3, the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The glory of the Lord thunders. The Lord is upon many waters. So many says that these many waters tell us about the cloud, all right? The cloud in the sky. Of course, some even says these many waters also refers to the rain. So no matter how we say that the voice of the Lord, how do we know about the manifestation, the greatness of the Lord? So it tells us about the cloud, the rain, then the thunder. All right. Then in the verse 5 and the verse 6, here tells the voice of the Lord breaks the cedar. The Lord breaks the cedar of Lebanon. So we know that this cedar, it is the loftiest. For verse 3, it is very great. All right. So here verse 6 says, he makes Lebanon to skip like a calf and Syrian like a wild young wild ox. So actually here tells us about the time when the rain came, then the thunder, and with the thunder, then there is the lightning. All right. So the lightning will so-called strike the cedars, which is very huge, very tall tree. So the lightning will strike. So here says, break the cedar. Even though the cedar is so strong, the wood, the loftiest tree, but yet when the mighty power of the Lord is manifested, like here, through the nature, the lightning, so these trees, the cedar will be broken. And concerning this Lebanon, the Mount Lebanon, let's turn to Psalms 114. This is an illustration. Psalms 114, let us read verse 4. Verse 4, the mountains skip like rams, and the hills like the lambs. Alright, so the mountain here skip. means at the time the mountain will tremble, shake. All right, so when the lightning strike. Then verses, we turn back, Psalms 29, verses 7 and 8, it is the same, telling us about the lightning. So the voice of the Lord flashes forth flames of the fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. So when the 10 thunder lightning together comes, all right, so not only that refers to the trees that is on the hill, but also on the plain. So all this will be manifested, whether in the high hills, the mountains, the hill. So the thunder and the lightning would be seen, would be heard by everyone, and they experience the power of it. It will shake the earth. So in the verse 9, here says the voice of makes even the hind to calf. All right, so here it tells about the animals that is in the forest. So the forest is stripped bare. All right, so here is only a description in relation to the might of the Lord, the power, the strength of the Lord, the greatness of the Lord. It is manifested through what? Through what is in the nature. And one of them that everyone knows, it is the thunder and the lightning when it rains. All right. So here says, verse 9, in his temple all cry glory. So in the last part, in the third part. So in the third part now, verse 10, the Lord sits enthroned over the flood. All right. So when there is the cloud, the rain, the thunder, the lightning, then some places there will be the flood. And here says, the Lord sits enthroned as king forever. So here tells us that today, the Lord God, all right, the creator, he governs and he controls the nature. So whether be it in the heavens above, the earth beneath, or in the deep places, since the Lord, he is the creator, so he controls the nature. So he sits enthroned as the king forever. All right, so now there is this conclusion here, but later we will come to this. So overall, this Psalms of the 29, the Psalms of David, he tells us about the greatness of the Lord God. So today, we must ascribe glory to the Lord. So at the time, the angels, those heavenly beings, the mighty ones, they ascribe, they give glory to the Lord God. They are those in the heavenly, in heaven. So now the question is, what more about us? All right. So what more about us? We men, those who are on earth, especially we, the worshippers, or we are the people of God. So that's why in the verse 2, here tells us, there's a semicolon. In the verse 2, ascribe to the Lord glory to his name. Semicolon, then what? Worship the Lord in holy array. So today, we as God's people, we must give glory. We must ascribe glory to the Lord. We must what? Worship the Lord, all right? Because he is the almighty, all-powerful, majestic, and the powerful God. So we must not only ascribe glory, we must worship him. Then the question is, where? So again, after telling us about the manifestation of the greatness, power, and the strength of the Lord, so in the verse 9, there is also a semicolon. And here says, and in his temple all cry glory. So today, we must worship the Lord. We must, in his temple, we shout, we cry out glory. We ascribe glory to the Lord God. So this is our duty today. So the heavenly beings, they ascribe glory to the Lord. So today we, the people of God on earth, so we too must ascribe glory to him. We must worship him. We must in the temple cry out glory. All right? So now in the conclusion, in the verse 11, so in the verse 11, the conclusion, now this is a prayer of the David. So here says, may the Lord give strength to his people. May the Lord bless his people with peace. Yes, definitely. So we pray, may this Lord God that we worship, he is the creator, he is the controller, he is the governor of the nature. So he is all-powerful, full of strength and might and majesty. So today, we must turn to him. All right? We must pray to him that this Lord God that we worship, we pray that he strengthen us, his people. And we pray that the Lord bless us with peace. All right? So this is what we can learn from the Psalms 29, the Psalms of David, which tells us about glory to the Lord, who is almighty, who is the controller of the nature, and we see his might through his works in the storm, through the thunder and the lightning, which causes men to fear and to give awe and the reverence to him. May the Lord bless us, and may the Lord continue to guide us in our life of worshiping the Lord God. Alright, so now we will spend the rest of our time in the prayer. Let's continue to pray that the Lord keep watch over us, to take care of us, to give us strength, and to give us peace. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, 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 the Hallelujah, the number of 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We thank the gifts of the Lord. We end our family altar here. May the Lord bless and take care. Amen.